Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdillahu fala mudillala, wa man yudlilhu fala hadiyala. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved students, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, in this past week, various ulama at different venues discussed the issue of Isra and Mi'raj, the nocturnal journey, miraculous nocturnal journey of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Mukarrama to Majlul Aqsa, from Majlul Aqsa to the seven heavens and beyond. However, in today's talk, we want to discuss a different dimension. What are the virtues of Majlul Aqsa? What happened there in the past? What is happening now? And what will happen in future? So inshallah, in this limited time of ours, we'll discuss all these issues. We need to remember this history. It will motivate, inspire us, inshallah. It is the year 637 Gregorian calendar, and we find that it is the time when Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the Khalifa. Here in Palestine, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, senior Sahaba and companion of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they lay siege around the city of Jerusalem. The leader of the Christians is Sufyanus. And he said, fine, we will surrender. But our scriptures and books tell us that we must hand over the key to a person by the name of Umar. He, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, says, yes, that's correct. He is the Amirul Mu'mineen. We will invite and request him to come personally. Lo and behold, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu comes from Madinah Munawwara, there to Majlul Aqsa. Now, first lesson for us to learn, brothers and sisters and students, when you look at Majlul Aqsa, you will find the four big walls around it. That entire area is Majlul Aqsa. It is 35 acres, and that whole area is part of the masjid. If you look at the structure, Majlul Aqsa is in front, and Qubbatul Sakhra, the dome of the rock, is at the back, the one with the golden dome, Surah Yasin inscribed. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu entered, the Sahaba, the Tabi'een who were there, they shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, in front of Majlul Aqsa, there's a mountain till today. It's called Jabal Mukabbar. Why is it called Jabal Mukabbar? When the Sahaba shouted, Allahu Akbar, the echo came from that mountain as well. Allahu Akbar, hence the name, the mountain of Takbir. Now the negotiation started taking place between Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and Sufyanus, the leader of the Christians right in the church. And this is known as Mithaq-e-Umar. Today, me and you are labeled in various parts of the world as terrorists. Show the world this. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told Sufyanus, yes, we are victorious, but your churches, your monasteries, everything will remain intact and you have the freedom of worship. We will not demolish any of your holy places. This is Islam, my brothers. Share this with the world. This is our golden history. From the year 637 to the year 1099 under Muslim rule. 1099 to 1187 Gregorian calendar, we find it was the time of the Salbiyin, the Crusaders, and they were slaughtering the Muslims. More blood was flowing than water in Palestine and Jerusalem. For the Christians, these are dark pages. They even feel ashamed to speak about it. In the year 1187, Almighty Allah selected a person, Salahuddin Ayyubi al-Kurdi rahimahullah, a person who never saw Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara. He would not smile. People asked him, Salahuddin, why don't you smile? He said, what is there to smile when our holy lands and holy places are under occupation? Lo and behold, go read about Salahuddin, O students, O brothers, sisters. The area of Ascalon, the area of Hakka, the area of Hittin. He conquered all these places. It is the year 1187. The day is Friday. The date is the 27th of Rajab. He climbs on the minbar after 88 years. Khutbah is going to be delivered at Aqsa. 88 years, no Salat at Aqsa. When you study the history, the Christians and Crusaders had put the cross on various parts of Masjidul Aqsa's corners and so forth. After 88 years, when you start the khutbah, how do you start? He climbs on a minbar of Nuruddin Zanki. That minbar that was made of wood and not one nail was knocked into it. Nevertheless, he, Salahuddin Ayyubi, starts his memorable khutbah. 27th of Rajab, Friday, in the year 1187. فَقُتِيَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The remnants and relics of the tyrants and oppressors and transgressors are cut to shreds and pieces. And all praise is to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the sustainer, nourisher of the entire, all the worlds and creation. That is how he started his memorable khutbah. From 1187, it continued to be under Muslims' rule. If you go to Masjidul Aqsa today, share this with the non-Muslims. Masjidul Aqsa, the structure in front, Qubbatul Sakhra, the dome of the rock at the back. Behind that is Kanisatul Qiyamah, the holy sepulchre. This is considered as the holiest place for Christians. Easter is coming. The Christians has got nothing to do with Islam and Muslims. The Christians say that Jesus was crucified and then he was buried there. All this we reject. Nevertheless, it has importance for us from another aspect and dimension. That area, which is their holiest place, they trusted Salahuddin Ayyubi so much. They told him, O Salahuddin, this is the church of the Christians. And take the key of the church. Every morning you open it, every evening you close it. Till today, brothers, sisters in Islam, more than 800 years, the Muslims open the holiest place for the Christians and they close it. But today you call us terrorists. Understand, when you share the beauty of Islam, the justice system of Islam, your church reopening till today. And if you want, go open the CNN and all that, their documentaries on the holy sepulchre, and they'll give you the whole history. Which family today has the key of the holiest church of Christians? Still today in the hands of the Muslims. That is our glorious history. Go back before that. When Masjidul Aqsa was being renovated, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam made three du'as. He renovated Masjidul Aqsa in his time. And the hadith is mentioned in Sunan Nasai. He asked Almighty Allah three things. Dua number one. O South Africans, you have the right passport. What did Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam say? Man ata hadhal bayt la yuridu illa salata fi. Who comes to this masjid, Masjidul Aqsa, with no ulterior motive, only to perform and read salat here. Kharaja min dhunubihi kayawmin waladat ummuhu. You go out so pure and cleansed, like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. In 1989, when I went the first time, That Palestinian asked me, why you came here? I said, I came to perform Salat. He said, what else? I said, nothing. He said, you came all the way from Junubi Africa, South Africa, just to reach Salat. I said, yes. He said, no, I must do something for you. He went to the police and he told them, see, this person is our guest. Show him the original Masjid al-Aqsa. I didn't even know about it. So I was wondering what he's talking about, original Aqsa. This is Aqsa, and at the bottom they have a basement. So he spoke to the police, and the police then opened it for us. Subhanallah, my wife and them, and he also came, and we all went there. So see how Allah Ta'ala's mercy comes. So go to Aqsa, my brothers. Inshallah, they might open for you also. But whether you read on top or you read at the bottom, you'll get and receive the virtue. Second dua he made. Uwati'u hukmi hukmak. Ya Allah, whenever I pass a judgment, it must concur with your verdict and judgment, Ya Allah. Today in English, what they say? You need the wisdom of Solomon to unravel this knot. They derive this from this hadith. Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam's wisdom. The Quran speaks of it. Fafahamnaha Sulaiman. Third one. He said, Quran mentions it. Rabbi habli mulkalla yambaghi li ahadim min ba'di. Ya Allah, grant me such a kingdom. It's not granted to any person after me. Almighty Allah gave it to him. But he did not attribute it to himself. He said, Hada min fadli Rabbi. This is the grace of my Allah. Maymuna binti Sa'd radiallahu anha comes to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Aftina fi baytul maqdis ya Rasulallah. Arabs say a baytul maqdis, and we the Indians and others we say baytul muqaddas. Both pronunciations are acceptable. Give us the verdict regarding baytul maqdis, baytul muqaddas ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ardul mahshar wal manshar. Tomorrow, the day of justice, you, this ummah, you will be resurrected at Aqsa. Many people today say at Arafat. Remember, that is incorrect. We don't have evidence for that. That the evidence, the hadith is mentioned in Mustadi Ahmad, the evidence is mentioned in Ibn Majah, and the hadith is a good hadith. So we will be resurrected at Aqsa. So ask ourselves, what have we done? She Maymuna binti Sa'd asked, Ya Rasulallah, what must we do now? The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fatihi faswalli fi, fa inna salata fihi ka alfi salat. Go there and perform your salat there. Because one salat there is equivalent to 1,000 salat. We have the time during the holidays. Use our leisure time for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Salama radiallahu ta'ala na reports. She is the honorable wife of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of us. She states, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man ahalla bi hajjatin aw umratin min al Masjid al Aqsa, who fastens the ihram from Masjid al Aqsa, and then from there you go for Umrah and Hajj. Now is Umrah time, Shaban is coming, Ramadan. Go to Aqsa and then fasten your ihram from there. Three things will happen. Ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Your previous sins are forgiven. Wa ma ta'akhkhar. Your future sins are forgiven. Wa wajabat lahu jannah. With Allah's mercy, grace, the person enters Jannah. So each one of us, my brothers, we have the manna, desire to go for Umrah and Hajj. Very good, excellent. Go to Makkah Mukarram. We have the manna, desire to go to Madinah Munawwara. We want to offer the salam directly to the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Excellent. But how come we forgot our first Qibla? Masjid al-Aqsa is 1, 2, and 3. How is it 1, 2, and 3? It is our first Qibla. That's number one. Chronologically, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala who states, we asked Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which masjid was built the first? The master said, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Masjid al-Haram, the Baytullah Kaaba Musharraf. Quran speaks of it, Inna awwala bayti yuhdiya linnasi lalladhi bi Bakkah. Then which masjid, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Masjid al-Aqsa. So chronologically, if you see, it is number 2. that first by Baytullah, Masjid al-Haram, and then Masjid al-Aqsa. What is the duration between the two masjid? Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Arba'ina ama, Arba'ina sana, 40 years between the two. So we see, if you take Qibla, it is number one. If you take the building, the structure, it is number two. If you take the reward and sawab, it is number three. After Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa, after Madinah Munawwara, then comes Salisul Haramain al-Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa. My message to you, my brothers, is this. What can me and you do in the current situation? Four or five things each one of us can do. Be honest about it. Today is the Mubarak day of Jumu'ah in the house of Allah. When last did we really cry to Almighty Allah for Masjid al-Aqsa? Be honest. We will cry, our soccer team lost, we have argument with wife, she will cry and so forth. But where is this ummah to cry for Masjid al-Aqsa? See the children, I relate to you two incidents. See the children of Palestine. They realize that this ummah, majority have become munafiqeen and hypocrites. They have left us in a lurch. So we will liberate Aqsa ourselves. They have iman in their heart. And they have stones in their hand. And they, I saw this with my own eyes. And they take on the most powerful army in the whole Middle East. The fourth most powerful army in the world. With imani kuwat and taqat. And stone in their hand. And they come 30, 40 of them, and what they say, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sawfa Ya'ud. Oh Jews, you remember Khaybar. Khaybar took place 150 kilometers away from Medina Munawwara, in Muharram in the 70 of the Hijrah, where the Muslims were victorious. Remember Khaybar. We are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're coming again to liberate Masjid al-Aqsa. These are the flowers. These are the children of Aqsa. What the women do, my mothers and sisters? The women got no arms. They don't even carry stones. The women come, the children come, and the men go in front. And they tell the apartheid regime of Israel, Biddam, birruh, nafdika ya Aqsa. We're going to give our blood. We will give our life for you, Aqsa, but we will not allow Aqsa to fall in the hands of the enemy. Who is there from this ummah to worry? Today this ummah is a sleeping ummah. 1994, an incident took place, three quarters of us don't even know it took place. So if you don't even know how it took place, then how are you going to solve the problem? 1994, Ramadan, Saturday, 16th Ramadan. In Hebron, Khalilur Rahman, where Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is buried, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam is buried, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam is buried, Muslims are reading their Fajr Salat in Masjid Khalilur Rahman, Hebron. Baruch Goldstein, the terrorist, the Zionist, came with his gun. Why is they were reading Salat, like you saw what happened in New Zealand? So he mowed them down whilst they were reading Salat. So Alhamdulillah, our Muslims got hold of him and they dispatched him straight to Jahannam. The apartheid regime, what they did. This is democracy, Israeli style. They took our masjid. I read Salat Day in 89. I read Salat Day in 92. This is Ramadan 94. They took that masjid and they partitioned it. The front portion for the Muslim and the back portion for the Jews. They came, murdered our people in Salat, innocent people, and they stole half our masjid. How they want to steal the Golan Heights? When they speak of peace, it's not P-E-A-C-E, it's P-I-E-C-E. Layyam bi al-sinatihim. They speak with a forked tongue. Quran says this. So my brothers, they said we pulled the stunt in Hebron, and the Muslim countries, Arab countries were silent. Hardly anybody spoke. So let us pull the same stunt at Masjid al-Aqsa. And what is that? We will give you the front portion, the back, where Qubbatul Sakhra is, the dome of the rock, and the Surah Yasin inscribed, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. They say they want to demolish that and replace it with Haikal-e-Sulaymani, the Temple of Solomon. Think properly, my brothers. Are we even aware this is happening? One day you wake up and see there's a temple there. So my brothers, my appeal to you, you go to Aqsa, you go for i'tikaf, holidays, take your children with you, let them see what is the real life. The children and the orphans of Palestine are also our children. We bust up thousands of rand for our children. Take that $5, $20, $100 and go spend it there. That is the tamanna, the wish of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this ummah must protect the three harams. Number one, Masjidul Haram, Masjidul Nabawi, and from the Shia. They after that, make no mistake about it. The Shias want control of Makkah, Medina. Understand, that is their aim. And the Zionists want control over Aqsa. So we conclude today's talk. Allah mahfaz bilad al-haramain al-sharifain min kulli su'in wa makruh. Allah matahir al-majid al-aqsa min al-yahudi al-ghasibin al-muhtalleen. May all mighty Allah jalla wala protect us and our beautiful country as well. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Get your receiver tuned to Marcus Sahaba free of charge. For Durban and surrounds, contact Hafiz Muhammad Basa on 067-025-1770 or Ahmed Ismail on 065-823-9692. If you're in Gauteng, contact Junaid on 084-304-0795. Marcus Sahaba, for the pleasure of Allah.